Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Prohibition kept police busy. Marcus Andrews, a ranch hand from the Lower Valley, makes no pretense of being a sailor. This was amply verified by the course Marcus was endeavoring to follow while navigating north by east on East Park Avenue last Monday evening. He was just in the act of beaching in front of the McCollum and Cloutier store when police matron Grace Fleming happened along, and it was upon her invitation that Marcus spent the evening in the city jail. Yesterday morning, Marcus's mind was still in a somniferous condition. He had a vague idea of having been somewhere, but just where he was unable to say. In hopes of ascertaining the route of his wanderings the evening before, Marcus was transferred to the county jail under the guardianship of Denny Lynch. The greater part of the day was spent in sweet repose, but late in the afternoon he revived sufficiently to state that he had not imbibed of moonshine at all. Moonshine was all right when there was nothing else to be had, but so far as he was concerned, there was no necessity of going dry, so long as drugstores sold such concoctions as hair tonics and toilet waters. Persistent questioning on the part of authorities brought forth the information that Marcus had absorbed the entire contents of a bottle of lilac toilet water. "Marcus was the most fragrant jag I've ever escorted to the courthouse," Constable Lynch remarked. In another story, Butte police discover liquor on mountaintop. Climbing almost to the summit of the Rocky Mountains, at a point 4 miles back of the Poor Farm, policemen Malia and Dugan yesterday raided a cache of moonshine and arrested William Fulmerton. The find was made in the tunnel of an abandoned mine. The location was ideal for the manufacture of the booze, a small spring furnishing an ample supply of water. Certain indications led the police to believe the place was formerly used for bootlegging, the still and appurtenances having been moved before this week's snowstorm. 20 gallons of moonshine were found. The raid made yesterday was attended with considerable difficulty. The police found the trail to the mine so steep in some places that progress was extremely difficult. The relation of the mine to the trail was such that a lookout at the mine could start a boulder rolling down the trail with little chance of escape for anyone approaching. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.